This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden departed on the first foreign trip of his presidency Wednesday, touting strong alliances ahead of summits with G7, European, and NATO partners before a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Biden told reporters as he boarded his presidential plane Air Force One outside Washington, his trip would make, quote, clear to Putin and China that Europe and the United States are tight. The 78-year-old president is headed first to Britain for a G7 summit, a meeting of the group of seven wealthy economies. He will later visit Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle, fly to Brussels for summits with the NATO military alliance and the European Union, then finish it up in Geneva where he meets Putin next Wednesday. South Korean fire officials say at least 9 people were killed and 8 injured when a 5-story building collapsed suddenly Wednesday, a failed demolition that saw it fall onto a busy street. The building collapsed as it was being demolished in Gwangju, some 270 kilometers southwest of capital Seoul, according to a local fire department. South Korea has been known in the past for having a bad safety record in terms of infrastructure. A department store collapse killed more than 500 people in 1995, and a bridge collapse in 1994 killed 49 people, but the country has in recent years tried to improve its safety record. European Union lawmakers Wednesday endorsed a new travel certificate ahead of summer that will allow people to move between countries in Europe without having to quarantine or undergo extra tests for coronavirus. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry from another vacation season hindered by COVID-19 restrictions. Holiday destination countries like Greece have led the drive for their certificate. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Wednesday he regrets having to take all the flack for holding the Summer Olympics during a pandemic, as his government reportedly favors allowing domestic spectators into stadiums to watch the games. Tokyo 2020 has already been postponed by a year and faces strong opposition from the public, medical experts, and some former athletes amid a fourth wave of infections in Japan. Suga's comments come and appear to show a bubbling tension as the government bolsters its assurances to the world that the games will be safe when they start on July 23rd. Government officials and Olympic organizers are in favor of holding the games with local spectators as COVID-19 vaccines are rolled out and case numbers declined, the Asahi newspaper reported without citing sources. Foreign spectators are already prohibited from the Olympics, and organizers will finalize plans for spectators before the end of this month. El Salvador's president says Bitcoin is to become legal tender in El Salvador, making it the first nation to adopt a cryptocurrency for everyday use. Lawmakers in the Central American Nations Congress passed a bill late Tuesday that will eventually allow the famously volatile digital currency to be used for many aspects of daily life, from property purchases to tax contributions. El Salvador's main currency is the U.S. dollar, and it's unclear how the country plans to implement Bitcoin as a functioning currency. Yet the Salvadorian leader has hailed the virtual currency as, quote, the fastest growing way to transfer billions of dollars in remittances and to prevent millions from being lost to intermediaries. Remittances from Salvadorians working overseas represents a major chunk of the economy, equivalent to roughly 22% of its gross domestic product. Remittances to the country totaled $5.9 billion last year, according to official reports. And French President Emmanuel Macron denounced, quote, violence and stupidity after he was slapped in the face Tuesday by a man during a visit to a small town in southeastern France. The incident prompted a wide show of support for the head of state from politicians across the ideological spectrum. Video shows a man slapping Macron in the face and the president's bodyguards pushing the aggressor away as the head of state was quickly rushed from the scene. A French prosecutor said two people are being detained by police. Their motives are not known at this stage. And the daughter of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Tuesday that attempts by the Russian government to silence critics like her father will not work and voice concern about, quote, the fast downfall of democracy in my country. Find more on that story at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.